So you know what time it is. It's time for Brian and Guy to talk about SEO Tips Tuesday on the Guy or Cook Report. Because today, imagine, September the 6th. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Guy. How's it going there in the U.S.?
Yeah, you notice a bit of an accent. That's because Brian is, what do they call it? Oh, down under. Yeah, he's in down under.
Yes,
in Australia.
The land down under.
Whereabouts in Australia?
Down in the southeast coast of Australia, okay. In the state of Victoria.
Okay, so you can see New Zealand from your house then, right?
Yeah, I just look over and there I can see it and wave to all my mates.
Okay, very good. Well, in an effort to keep our show under 10 minutes, we need to get to it. And the way I do that is start talking about the links in today's show notes. When the show notes, as always, every episode is archived at theguyercookreport.podbean.com. See, when my regular co-host is here, he has Manycam and he puts the image in. But now I'll just do this afterwards in the post-edit production, put the image up there. Somewhere up on the top in the sky, and it'll show up and we'll be famous. So the first item that we talked about today is, according to Content Marketing Institute, 70% of B2B marketers, that's business-to-business marketers, are creating more content now than they did a year ago. Okay? But is that content really making an impact? Well, what we're suggesting, and there's a link for it in the show notes today, there's a content creation guide which shows you step-by-step instructions to help you create a top-notch content strategy. And we were talking about blog strategies earlier, right before the show. Brian is doing a challenge for Pro Blogger, where they've got, 7 days, right?
And they're giving 7-day challenge.
Yeah, and they're giving them a way to make the brand more transparent. So if you're looking for B2B solutions to make the content work better and really be giving you impact, well, look at the things like the 14 key performance indicators, the KPIs. There's 14 of them that you want to look at and say, okay, am I doing this and this and this? And the lady that put this all together, her name is Jenna Hannington, and she's a senior content strategist at Pardot, which is part of Salesforce, which means she knows her stuff, okay? She's been published in a number of places. She put out a book in 2015, Understanding Social Media, How to Create a Plan for Your Business That Works. Thanks to Jenna, we have this great post to share with you and get you onto the track of downloading that content creation guide. Item two is 12 video SEO tips to help improve your search rankings. Now, in 2016, many of us, including Brian and I, are doing live streaming. We're making videos much like this episode of the Guy or Cook Report, and we're talking about things. And the article that we've gotten from Teresa Litza, she's a writer for Search Engine Watch, she talked about 12 different things in there that you need to do with your video SEO, separate and apart from what you're doing now with your SEO for your pages, your posts, your content. So number one, as always, is to add value. You want to add value, because if it doesn't have value, they're not going to watch it. Number two, and this is an education for me, host the video on your own domain. What? We don't put it on YouTube. We don't put it on Vimeo. No. You put it on your own domain. You get a player to play it on your own domain, and then you create interactive content, relevant metadata, optimize the keywords. All it goes on and on. All the usual suspects. But look into hosting the video on your own domain. I'm going to start looking into that for my efforts. One of the things that's going to happen when you have it in your own content is you're going to create a URL set. For those of you that are doing sitemaps, you know the URL set contains all the links, right? Well, there's such a thing as a video sitemap or a video SEO And the sitemap for video is going to contain all the URLs and the attributes that you have to have in there to make that Cricut and to be right, to be a good valid link. You're going to need to have the thumbnail, the title, a description, the content location, like where the video is at, and the URL for the site player that's on your, maybe you've got a Flash player, or preferably an HTML5 player, because Lord knows, Brian, come December, when the next version of Chrome comes out in December, they're going to do away with the Flash players, what I hear. So you want to start now planning your HTML5 and jQuery player for your videos. Get it on your own site. And go on through the rest of the show notes to look at all the things that we've got listed there, even how to share it on social media, okay? It's all in there. It's all included. And we hope you give a good go of that to get your video elements of your content better done and better purposed with the tips that we've got. So, Brian, as oftentimes I do with a guest host, a co-host, we talk about their project. And if you want to have a few minutes, a few seconds, we're not going to give you a few minutes. I'll kick you out if you take that long.
Okay, thanks, Guy. Well, if you are you have a travel story, or you are using the internet to create your travel story, or if you're a small business, we'd love for you to come across to fusiontourism.com. We've got all the social links there, so you're able to interact and connect with us, and also contact us if you're interested in being a guest blogger or a guest podcaster or a guest live streamer. We'd love to hear your story, and we are going through the process of choosing guests for that and guest creators. So thanks, Guy, anyway.
You're welcome. And is there a turnaround time, an expectation the person can have? Does it take like weeks, months? How long?
They'd be looking at around 14 to 30 days, but they would know within 14 days whether they would be eligible.
Right. So, okay, very good. And now, in that same thought pattern of doing shout outs, we give a shout out for Fraser Ramsey, who was just here a minute ago, and he didn't want to stay on because he's been working. Imagine that. Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean, if you're on that side of the pond in Edinburgh, Scotland, busy, busy guy. If you can get him on your dance card to do your cleaning, to get that flat you're renting out, to get it cleaned up for the next people, that's the guy you want to call, okay? Simply put, he does a good job. Thanks to Eileen Smith from basicblogtips.com for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. It's going to make Brian and I look very good, make us look younger.
Thanks, Eileen.
All that good stuff. And, of course, thanks to Friends Just Chatting, where everybody kind of first time met up and huddled up and had conversations about this and that and the other thing. They're on Facebook. Look for the Facebook group. It's a private group, Friends Just Chatting. Tell them that Brian sent you. And anyway, thanks for listening to the audio. We're on the usual suspects, Spreaker and Stitcher and so forth. We're on iTunes because we're in the Podbean interface. It automatically uploads us into iTunes. And we get in there. You can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. There's a random, it's not random, it's there every time, but there's a review question that we do for the Guy or Kirk Report. And if you would take a second and fill out that follow-up question, it's a yes-no answer, and it gives us a better handle on how we've done on today's show. And so on that note, Brian, I think I'll say those three magic words that we do at the end of every show. Keep your face straight. It's a wrap.